Our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, is back with us to answer listener questions. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, okay, this first letter comes from a listener who wants to know what to do with his home's equity. He writes, Dear Michelle, we are considering refinancing our house and taking about two-thirds of the equity, around $450,000, and investing that money. He goes on to say he'd invested in something that would generate enough income to pay the new mortgage, plus have additional cash for him and his wife to spend or invest. He says he wants you to give him the pros and the cons. Well, Michelle, what are they?
Well, this letter writer said that this advice came from a financial planner that they saw. Mm-hmm. So you need to kick that financial planner possibly to the curb. Listen, this is really risky advice for these folks. And I'm not alone in this. The National Association of Securities Dealers have been cautioning consumers about this strategy. There's some people who are saying, pull the equity out of your home, invest that, and then you can live off of that investment return. Well, here's the problem with that. According to NASD, you stand to lose your home if this investment doesn't pay off. So you're going to lose your investment and your home. And secondly, most important, in order for this to work, you've got to earn a decent return in order to pay that mortgage interest rate and have a return. This is a highly risky strategy. And as I said, the National Association of Security Dealers thinks that in 99% of the cases, that advice is inappropriate for the consumer. And I would recommend that this couple get a second opinion, seriously. I would suggest that they seek out a fee-only financial planner. One place that they can find such a person is the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. And they can go to NAFA.org. That's NAPFA.org. Listen, the bottom line is, if you have to pull out equity from your home to invest, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, it does sound too good to be true. It really does.
Too good to be true.
Okay, our second letter is from a listener who heard some advice you gave, but she didn't have a chance to write it down. So she writes, several months ago, I heard you on Day to Day giving advice on where to go when you want to sell a timeshare. I own a timeshare which I'm interested in selling. So far, all the companies I could find on the internet which help in selling timeshares ask for payment up front with no guarantees whatsoever. Could you give me some advice on where to go?
Well, this is definitely timeshare season. Lots of folks are going to vacation places. They're going to be asked to go on these tours, to look into timeshares. Here's one thing you need to remember. Timeshares are not an investment. Basically, you're pre-buying your vacation time. But the place that I mentioned that they should go to look for information is tug2.net. It's tug, T-U-G, the number 2.net. This site has information on timeshare businesses and ads, and you can list your timeshare for sale or rent. And what this reader was talking about is there's these upfront listing fees that can vary from as low as $50 to as much as $500. And as this listener said, there's no guarantee that they're going to sell your place. I would suggest they go to Timeshare Users Group and read all the information on how to sell your timeshare and perhaps list it on that site and see. Now, if they do find that they need a broker to sell, you need to make sure you have a contract and make sure that you understand what you're getting in terms of the fee that they're going to be charging you.
And for listeners who want to get the advice again, remember they can always go to our website, npr.org, and listen to past programs for Michelle's advice. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And Michelle, thanks again for joining us.
You're so welcome.